It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I made it to a Wednesday hump day.
Hump day.
Spears on Sports presented by, and I laugh every time. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears in studio. Wednesday, March 13th. Are we going to have a St. Patrick's Day celebration on Friday, Scooter?
I'm going to have mine on Sunday.
Well, it is Sunday, but the show's not on Sunday.
So you want Irish music on Friday?
Well, no, we bring some green beer in here.
Oh, okay. I'm in.
I don't care.
I gave up alcohol for Lynn.
I don't care if it's green. But let's do the show hammered in honor of St. Patrick's Day.
There we go.
No other reason. The M&M Carnage Hotline's open, 384-1450. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Go by Thornton's today. Get your icy cold thirst quencher to keep your day going in the right direction. All 32-ounce fountain drinks and smaller, only 89 cents. That's right, 89 cents. Stop in today. Grab a fountain drink at Thornton's and hit me up on the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. The clock is ticking. Tick, 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 tick. Now, it's not the countdown to Selection Sunday. It's the countdown to when it is going to be official that Kenny Payne is no longer the head basketball coach at the University of Louisville. He didn't help himself once again in the postgame press conference yesterday. NC State 94, Louisville 85. Cards actually played well.
Mm-hmm.
Shot 55% from the field, hit all 11 of their free throws. The problem was NC State was 33 of 40 at the line.
What was the halftime score?
One. It was a one-point
Louisville
game.
Was up by one?
I think they were down one.
Okay. Yeah, they led majority of that first half.
They did. They had 10 of 18 threes. They, even on the boards, they did commit 16 turnovers, but they played well enough to win. But this will go down in history. 4 wins last season, 8 wins this season. And that is enough to get any coach fired, not just Kenny Payne at the University of Louisville. The plane has landed from D.C. about an hour ago. I got out of my car today, and there was a helicopter, Scoots. I was like, why is there a helicopter flying around?
Was there really?
They must be looking for a bad guy. You know, usually, sometimes at night, you see that helicopter up there with the glowing light shining down looking for somebody that's done something wrong. Oh, that's bizarre. It was the WLKY news chopper that followed Kenny from the plane to his car. He got in his car and drove away, like everybody at the airport does. What a waste of time.
And fuel.
There's Kenny now. There he is. He's getting into, it looks to be a Lexus, a black Lexus. He is driving to the exit. He is going through the toll booth to pay his way out of the airport. We're going to keep on him. I thought OJ had gotten out and killed somebody again, allegedly.
God, if you could not do that anymore, making me produce.
What do you mean?
Had to control your volume there.
Oh, sorry
it was a little
about
loud.
That's those helicopters in here. By the way, if we have any breaking news on the status of the head coach of the University of Louisville, Scoots, feel free to break in.
Okay. Do you think we get it during your show?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
I think it was get back in town. It's coming. We might as well get this. You know, pull the Band-Aid off. That's
sure.
It. Just rip it off. It's over. It was not fun while it lasted. Let's figure out who the new coach is going to be, and let's get this portion of the history of Louisville basketball put away into the time capsule and thrown down deep, deep, deep into the earth where nobody can ever find it. Scott Clark was great yesterday, 36 points. Brandon and Huntley Hatfield, I thought he got better as the season went along. He finished with 17-7. Trey White had 13. Here are Louisville's wins this year. University of Maryland, Baltimore County, Coppin State, New Mexico State, Bellarmine, Pepperdine, Miami, Florida State, and Georgia Tech. That's it. They have losses. Well, they have 24 losses, but Chattanooga, DePaul, who won half as many games as Louisville, and Arkansas State. Those were among the teams that knocked the Cardinals off in the pre-conference portion of the schedule. So you can say it got twice as good as last year because 8 wins is twice as good as 4.
Good
it was,
math.
It was not – yeah, I wouldn't say that. It is not twice as good as last year. It is the same as last year. And then Kenny blames everybody but Kenny in the postgame presser. When he's asked about it, well, this is not, I don't want to talk about this right now. Well, guess what? This is the only thing you certainly don't want to talk about any of the games your team lost. I can tell you that. You don't want to talk about 8 wins. You might as well talk about your future. And he blamed everybody else. I told you 2 years ago when I got off the plane it was going to take 3 to 4 years. We forget about that. He kept saying, we forgot about that. I told you it was going to take everybody, including the fan base, to get behind these guys. And we forgot about that. It's hard to get behind those guys mm-hmm. when they're not winning. The fan base made the statement that all fan bases make. They didn't go to the games.
I mean, say they sell out the Yum Center for every one of Kenny Payne's games as in his tenure at Louisville. How many more games is he winning? Maybe three?
Yeah, I don't think he's winning any more games.
I don't know. If you got a fan base behind you, I could maybe make a little bit of a difference.
You've got to give them a reason to get behind you if you're the head coach. Take a little bit of the blame here. That's all. You don't have to take it all, but take a look. He's not taking any of it. He's a good dude. I get all that. Everybody to a man will tell you that's met him. He's a good dude. He is a good dude. He's not a good coach. He's a good assistant coach. He's not a good head coach. I say this in football all the time. Josh McDaniel was a great offense coordinator for the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. He was not a good head coach. He had a couple of tries. He'll probably get another try somewhere down the road. Some guys are not made to be head coaches.
I mean, that disclaimer is just, we're done with it. Like, I think you're a good dude, John, but I'm not going to hire you to coach Louisville basketball because you've never done it.
Well, I'm a good dude, and I probably can get 8 wins next year if they want to knock on my door and give me a nice buyout at the end of it.
If they had a player coach this team for the last 2 years, do they win more than 8 games?
A player coach?
Yeah. Like, say, Brandon Huntley Hatfield was a player coach. Do they win more than 8? Because I think they do.
We'll never know. That's a silly question, by the way. No offense.
It is. That's silly. A silly question. Yeah.
So now we wait. And the clock ticks. And I've got Twitter up on my phone. I'm waiting to see anything in regards to Kenny Payne. But, you know, maybe it'll happen this afternoon while we're on the air. Maybe it'll happen later in the day. Maybe they wait till Friday. It's a 5 o'clock news dump on Friday afternoon. Oh, by the way, we fired Kenny Payne. And you got the whole weekend, the whole St. Patrick's Day weekend to get hammered and think about it. And we'll talk about it on Monday. I don't know who the next coach is going to be. Josh Hurd has done a really good job of being quiet about the whole thing. I'll give him credit. Because what can you say as an athletic director that is meaningful or helpful during this last couple of weeks? Yeah. Not a thing. You can't say anything. Everybody knows you're going to have to fire Kenny Payne. Everybody wants to speculate on who the next coach is going to be. I can't believe our boy Mikey didn't have a show yesterday.
Had to watch the game.
I left him a note, too.
He'll get it today.
I guess he'll have to come in and get it today. That had nothing to do with Kenny Payne, by the way. How can you not have a show on the last day of your coach's tenure? I don't know. Well, maybe it's not the last day. He is still the coach today as of 12, what time is it? 12:12 Eastern time. By the way.
Kenny's probably just sitting there like, can we get this over with already? I'm ready for my 8 mil.
Why wouldn't he be? Why wouldn't he be?
Man, give me my money. I'm ready to have some fun.
Let's just get this over with. Back to New York or back to Lexington or wherever you want to go. Look, he's going to get a job. Mm-hmm. He was a terrific instructor for John Calipari. Those big men that he helped create at Kentucky, Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Davis, among others. He did, Willie Cauley-Stein. He made Willie Cauley-Stein from a football wide receiver into a NBA first round draft pick because of individual instruction. That's what he's good at. I will say he is not good at press conferences. He's not good at keeping the fan base on your side because he put his foot in his mouth way too many times to be 8-24. If you're 24-8, you can say whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's going to turn it the way they, oh, well, yeah. He blamed Tyler Johnson for not wearing the right shorts. That's why he didn't want to play. That's, oh, Kenny, he's funny. They, you know, we're 10-2, so you can do that. You can make fun of your, you can't make fun of your players.
Was he worse at press conferences or coaching?
Ooh, that's a good question. See, that's why you're the best producer, not the thing you said earlier. That was nonsense. Should they have a player coach?
Also, they finished 8-24. Is that what it was?
Yes.
All right, so Kenny Payne Day is my roommate's birthday. That'll be easy to remember.
Wow. Kenny Payne Day changes every year. This year, it's August 24th. That is August, right?
I think
that's August. ACC tournament underway. Virginia Tech leads Florida State 12-9. 6.5 minutes in. We'll keep you updated.
Go VT.
Nobody cares.
I'd care.
Nobody. Oh, your wallet cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I got to pick my wife up at the airport today. This is a good day. This is a good day. Now, unlike most guys, I will admit, when my wife goes out of town for a few days, I miss her. I do.
That's sweet of you.
I miss her. I had to vacuum this morning, make sure the dishes were done. My daughter did the dishes, thank goodness. Make sure they were done. You know, the house can't be a mess when she comes back.
No.
Because the last thing she wants to do, she's got to do her own laundry, but the last thing she wants to do is have to vacuum and clean the house, make sure the dishes are done, and, you know, clean off the kitchen table. Oh, Johnny made a mess again. So, but I miss her when she's
gone.
Does
she call you Johnny?
No.
Oh, okay.
She does not. She calls me some things I cannot say on the air.
Keep them to yourself.
God love her. She went to New York. She went to a play last night. I don't know the name of the play, but Daniel Radcliffe was in it. Harry Potter.
I know Daniel Radcliffe.
And sitting two seats in front of her at this play was Eddie Redmayne, the actor. Academy Award winning actor.
Not familiar with him.
Yeah. Man, you are so bad. Academy Award winner Eddie Redmayne was sitting two seats in front of her. She discreetly took a picture, you know, while he wasn't paying attention and sent it to me. Hey, look who's two seats in front of me. You would have said, who is that, Joe Namath? No, it's Eddie Redmayne. But she gets back today, picking her up at 1:30 at the airport. Very excited. Now, this is a good day because she's coming home. She left Saturday morning, so that's long enough, right? I need Mama home. But it's also conference tournament day, and there are games going on from now until 1:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a feeling that I'm going to pick her up from the plane. We're going to get home and let's go out to lunch. I don't want to go to lunch. Yeah. What do I do, Scoots? What's the move? You're a well-versed man of women. Not really.
I think you go to lunch. Why not go to somewhere that has has TVs?
Because BYU and UCF are playing on ESPN2.
Yeah, and you can watch that on the big screen at a restaurant somewhere.
And Notre Dame and Wake Forest are playing on ESPN.
You don't want to see that.
Conference my wallet, just like yours, does want to see that. all right, the number 4 seed is up in the air now. With Tennessee losing to Kentucky and Iowa State losing to whoever they lost to, Texas Tech. And who am I missing here that also lost?
Arizona
losing to USC. That number 4 seed's up in the air. Right now it's Carolina. If Carolina wins the ACC tournament, they're the number 4 seed.
Number 1 seed. Fourth number 1 seed.
They're the fourth 1 seed. Yes. Thank you. But Arizona's still in the mix. Win the Pac-12. Tennessee, I think, is still in the mix. Win the SEC. Now, that's only if Carolina loses in the ACC tournament. By the way, Jim Boeheim, did you watch any ACC last night?
No, I was busy.
You were busy? Oh, we'll talk about that too. But Jim Boeheim is, I know I give Jay Williams grief. Jim Boeheim's terrible.
Is he terrible?
He's so boring. He's as boring as he is when you normally hear him talk.
I tell you what, I was listening to...
he's bad.
It was Charleston and Stony Brook on my way home last night, and Tom Crean was on the call. I had never heard him on radio. I've only heard him on TV, which I think he does a phenomenal job on TV.
I do, too.
He's even better on radio. He was fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. I really enjoyed listening to
him. He's good on TV. He's good in studio on TV.
Yep.
I think he does a great job. He was at a U of L game earlier this year. I was at he was doing the game on TV. Yeah, I think he does a terrific job. But Jim Boeheim on the ACC tournament, the last two games last night, I was like, oh, my God.
Was he so boring?
But Billis did the first game, which was I think Notre Dame game. Notre Dame and Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. And the last two, it was Corey Alexander, who I'm not a big fan of. Wes Durham was doing the play-by-play. And Jim Boeheim, not fun.
Was he just boring or what?
They did a nice job. Yeah, I think a little, you know, they're better than they're playing, really, all year. They've shown they've gotten better as the year's gone on. Are you crying?
What's that,
Are you
Jim? Okay? Can you speak up?
Terrible. Terrible. Just terrible. Just awful. But anyway, we're still waiting to see who that number four, fourth number one seed is. Houston's guaranteed. They're locked in. Purdue's locked in. UConn is locked in. It doesn't matter if they lose in the first game of their conference tournaments. They're locked in. You agree?
Mm-hmm.
So we're all about that fourth number one seed. How about Kentucky's a four seed, Carolina's a one, and they're meeting in the Sweet 16?
Be juicy. Although Kentucky's not going to be a four.
Well, lose to Texas A&M and we'll talk.
They're not going to lose.
Or lose to Alabama and we'll talk.
If they lose to Alabama, that's not going to drop them. I think they'll stay at
the 3. They're a four right now.
I think they're a three in my mind.
Okay.
But
well,
I
agree with you. I think they should be a three.
I also think Indiana State's going to be in the tournament.
And
so.
You know what? From the committee chair said this morning, when he was asked about Indiana State, he said the same thing they always say. Well, we're going to have a discussion about them in the conference room, blah, blah, blah. Then he went on to say, I do know they were missing their best player when they lost to Illinois State and Southern Illinois, which seems to indicate they're going to take that into consideration, like, and they like Indiana State. I personally don't think they should be in because of their schedule and who they played. But you may be right on this one, Scooter.
I'm hoping.
We're not betting anything.
Come on.
But you could be right. All right. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be the next vice president of the United States of America? Boy, that's a shift in gears right there. Why is T.J. Walker getting on America about TikTok? Getting on the government? Did you see this?
I didn't, no. He was off this morning, so.
Go to T.J.'s Twitter and see what he said about TikTok.
I can't find him.
I want everybody to do that because.
Good luck finding
him. I'm not going to talk anymore about it. I'm not even going to bring it up after the break.
You'll have to go to the Big X page to find T.J.'s Twitter because he's shadow banned.
Well, how come I get all his tweets?
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably on the For You section.
I don't know what that means because I'm 60 years old.
All right, John. It's official.
Uh-oh. We're gonna hold off on our break here.
It's official. Kenny Payne is out.
I can't believe it.
Out.
A release from U of L says, this is a quote now from Josh Hurd. A national search for Louisville's next head coach will begin immediately. Josh Hurd will speak to the media this afternoon. So there you go. We knew it was coming.
I didn't think it was going to happen during your show.
I absolutely thought it was going to happen. As I said earlier, rip the Band-Aid off. Why put this fan base through another day of...
Another minute.
Of, you know, we know this is going to happen, but we're only 99% sure this is going to happen. So it's official. Kenny Payne out.
You know how much money he made per win?
12 wins.
Made $558,000 per win.
You know what I would do? I will go to Louisville right now.
Win one game. I'm good.
No, I'll take the job, and I'll say, you give me $100,000 for each win. That's the deal. You know, I think that's a great contract. That is an incentive contract for a coach.
Yeah.
We're going to give you X amount of money per win.
Fantastic.
You can't do that. I get it. Nobody's going to take that job, first of all. At that number. Well, what if I win three games? That's $300,000.
Deal.
Deal.
Good enough for me.
Deal or no deal? Deal. We'll take a break. We'll talk about what happened. Five more teams into the NCAA tournament last night. We'll talk about that. And conference tournaments galore today. It's a sad day here in the Commonwealth. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Once again, Scooter jumping into the chair late. I heard you out there talking in the hall, man. You gotta be more responsible.
I'm checked up.
You know what? You made it.
It's a time. What a time to be
alive.
It was
unbelievable. I'm watching him on my monitor here, and his eyes got really big. Like, oh, my God, that's the music.
I looked at the automation
system. That sounds like ZZ Top.
I saw the last commercial ending. I was like, oh, no. Here we go.
All right. The Louisville release is out. By the way, M&M Carnage hotline is open, 502-384-1450. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. TJ texted. You saw TJ's text. He's out. Talk about it now. Almost all caps. Take it easy, TJ. I'm going to talk about it. Here is the official release. The University of Louisville has informed Kenny Payne he will not return next season as men's head basketball coach. Director of Athletics Josh Hurd announced Wednesday. Hurd will be available to members of the media this afternoon.
And wow.
What?
Hurd making himself available. That's big time.
Yeah, he's going to get up in front of a microphone and answer some questions, and there'll be softball questions. They will be.
Yeah.
How long have you known this was going to happen? Well, he'll say when he probably made the decision. He'll give you a timeline. What's the process going to be? Are you going to hire – by the way, my first question – are you going to hire a firm to help you find the new coach, a search firm? And he better say no, because they found Kenny after we already knew it was going to be Kenny.
You got to go to the press conference?
I got to pick my wife up at the airport, but if it's after I get her home, hey, honey, no lunch today. Sorry.
Now you got your out.
Got to go to the presser. I don't want to.
You were looking for an out.
And I don't want to go, but I got to go. The quote from Josh Hurd, Kenny has given a great deal to this university over a span of nearly 40 years. And he will always be a valued member of our Louisville family. When we brought Kenny home in 2022, no one had a stronger belief than me in his potential success, but it's become clear that a change is needed to help this program achieve what is expected and attainable. While it is always difficult to make a coaching transition, this is the right one for our program. On behalf of myself and everyone involved with our men's basketball program, I want to thank Kenny for his decision, his dedication, excuse me, to U of L. I wish him and his family the very best in their future. End quote. Payne's concludes his tenure at as head coach with an overall record of 12-52, including a 5-37 record against ACC competition. The Cardinals finished 4-28 in his first season at the helm and ended his second season Tuesday at 8-24. That's the official release from the University of Louisville.
It's going to be a fun Twitter day. Can I read a couple of these to you that are just hysterical?
Knock me out.
One of them says, this is the wrong decision on so many levels. Kenny Payne restored class and winning culture to a program that has since long been missing it. I can no longer support Louisville. And another guy said,
Okay. You don't have to tell me who that is. Is that real?
It's his burner account, right?
It's Kenny's burner account.
It's got to be.
Is it real? Is that a real tweet?
Yeah. Another guy said Kenny Payne would be a great hire for Xavier if Sean goes to Ohio State.
Okay, why is Sean – well, Ohio State's job is open.
Why would you want to hire that guy? He just won 12 games in 2 years. That's hysterical.
Xavier. A Power 5 school, a Power 6 school is not going to hire Kenny Payne. Let's don't be silly. If you find out what time the press conference is, Cahoots, definitely let me know.
Keep you updated, yep.
It was inevitable. Let's be honest. Ed Peek with a tweet. Should I read it live on the air without reading it first?
Why not? Oh, maybe you should read it first.
Yeah.
No, Ed's pretty good. He wouldn't say anything crazy. But maybe skim it over, yeah.
I just did. Here's Ed. And I respect everything Ed says. I do feel sorry for KP because I think he was pushed into the job. I've said that all along, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
With his personality, I never thought he was a head coach. Some say it's his fault. Yes, it is. The players he recruited are a bunch that nobody wanted. There is some talent. Let's move on. Sick of negativity. Yeah, you know, he became the head coach as the portal was actually heating up, becoming the actual portal. Which means you're a free agent every year,
mm-hmm.
right? You can go anywhere you want. Nick Saban addressed this in Congress yesterday. I don't know why Nick Saban was talking to Congress. I don't know who invited him. He's getting a lot of grief because he's basically originally said NIL had nothing to do with him retiring. Then he said his wife came to him when he was thinking about it and said all these kids want is money. But guess what? You make a lot of money, Nick. Don't be hypocritical here.
Very hypocritical.
You're the highest paid public employee in Alabama for the last 17 years.
But in his defense.
Think about that.
In his defense, coaches have always made a bunch of money, whereas players never did.
But they've always left, too. He left Michigan State. He left LSU to go to be the Dolphins head coach.
Mm-hmm.
He left as well, and he left those kids behind. So don't get up on your high horse here, Nick. Don't be hypocritical. Yes, they do want to make money because now they are allowed to make money above board, legally, in front of everybody. They made money before. Some of them.
Most of them.
You can't tell me Alabama didn't pay football players money before it was okay to pay football players money. They did. So did Ohio State. So did everybody. Mm-hmm. So did Kentucky. So did Louisville. Everybody did that. Let's don't turn a blind eye here. But he's right about one thing. He's right that these kids now are more about making the money than they are staying with the university and, you know, seeing it through, and they're just because they want to be there and play football and not get paid. He's right about that. They do want their money. Why? Because they're allowed to get it now. Right? If another radio station called me and said, hey, we're going to give you more money, am I loyal to Dugan and you and WXVW? Yes. Until I get that offer. I'm not pining for that offer right now.
It kind of seems like you're...
It sounds like I'm putting it out there.
Campaigning, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll turn down the first offer. Is that fair? Is that fair? I'll do that.
We'd appreciate it.
The next offer, by the way, will be the first offer. I'll tell you that. But, you know, you get a better offer, you go to that job. That's how life works.
Mm-hmm.
And if a kid's playing football at Alabama and Ohio State says, we're going to give you more money to come here and do the exact same thing you're doing at Alabama, then you go to Ohio State 9 times out of 10, unless you are unbelievably loyal and dad played at Alabama and you got other reasons, you don't need the money, whatever it is. 95% of these kids, they need the money in school. All right, I've gotten off on a different tangent than I wanted to get on. My point is, Kenny Payne did not understand and did not get it quickly enough that you got to go into portal and you got to get dudes and you got to pay them and you got to get them on campus and get them in the program. And he did get some. They just weren't the really right dudes, as Ed pointed out.
Worst part about all this
he got some turds and he got some guys that were not big-time Power 6 basketball players. Go ahead, Scoot.
The worst part is that now we're just going to have to hear for, what, month, maybe even two, that who the candidates are going to be? Oh, here we go. Josh Hurd will talk to the media this afternoon at 3.
I'll make it. Beautiful. Look, they're going to have a national search. I get that. I get that quote, that AD speak, if you want to call it that. They've already been in contact with people's people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this guy's agent or this guy's buddy. You know, I talked to a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy. They've already been in contact. I want this to be done as quickly as possible. Now, if it's somebody that's still coaching, it's obviously you can't do it.
Got to wait.
You got to wait. So, I would know who this is going to be by the end of the weekend. I'd have it. It'd be a done deal by the end of the weekend. Nobody would know it. It would be Josh Hurd and whoever this coach is. And as soon as they're out of the tournament, give them 24 hours and bring them on to Louisville and let's have a press conference.
Isn't that tampering?
Yes, it is. Prove it. I would say prove it. Right? I would say prove it. Kirk Cousins moved to a house in Atlanta. And then when it was legal, he signed with Atlanta. Now, you telling me he didn't know he was going to be the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons? Come on. Come on. And then we can go ahead and say, look, Auburn, you've had a great year. Bruce, come on down. Oh, am I saying Bruce Pearl? Everything is speculation at this point.
By the way, Louisville had more losses to Division II teams in exhibition games than it had victories on the road under Kenny Payne.
Oh, my God. Think about that. Think about that.
More losses to Division II teams.
And Lenore Ryan, who they lost to last year, coached by Everick Sullivan, he got fired this year. How about that? Former Cardinal. In 46 years, Louisville had two coaches. Two coaches. Denny Crum, Rick Pitino. In the last 7 years, four coaches. That is not the way to build a program. So as I said this at the top, Josh Hurd has to hit a home run here. His legacy is built on this hire. Yes, Jeff Brohm is a great hire. This is going to be his legacy. John Calipari was a great hire by Mitch Barnhart, won a national championship, still there, still a top 10 team in the country right now. Mark Stoops was a legacy-building hire for Mitch Barnhart. Kentucky football is in a stratosphere for the last 3 or 4 years that they've never been, never in the history of the program have been.
What a day.
You know, Barnhart, guess what? His legacy is set at Kentucky. Did he hire Billy Gillespie? Yes, he did. Then he hired John Calipari 2 years later. Josh Hurd, did he hire Kenny Payne? Yes, he did. Who does he hire 2 years later? That's it. Hit a home run. Get a guy in here that first and foremost is going to energize the fan base. And second most? I don't know what you say there.
I mean, I'm not even sure they
gets players in here that can play.
I'm not even sure they need to hit a home run. They just hired a guy who struck out looking. I think a single would be fine.
Blooper to right center?
Yeah.
Go for two? You go for two?
Yeah, I mean, you could stretch it into two.
They juggle it out in the outfield?
Yeah.
I like that. Aggressive. I like it. Don't get thrown out, though, because guess what? We're right back where we started. Boy, I love a good simile or metaphor, whatever that is. I don't know. I didn't graduate college. Why would I know if it's a metaphor? But if you're Josh Hurd, this is it, man. This is your hire. Jeff Brohm was easy. He wanted to be back. Obviously, the guy that everybody wanted, everybody. Kenny Payne's the guy that a lot of people wanted, but he's not the guy everybody wanted. Let's be first and foremost honest about that. And I still say to this day, to Ed's point, I still say he got bullied into taking this job.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he wanted it. His former teammates wanted it. Former players in the program wanted it. A certain faction of the community wanted it. And it seemed like at the time, I'm one of the guys that said, okay, Kenny Payne, all right. Great job at Kentucky as an assistant coach. Great job before that at Oregon as an assistant coach. Excuse me. Working with the Knicks here. Working in the NBA. He's ready. He's ready for that shot. It's hard to be a first-time head coach at a Power 6 university. It's hard. Mike Krzyzewski was an Army before he was at Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Same with Bob Knight.
Bill Self. I don't know where Bill Self was, but Kansas was not his first head coaching job. Bob Knight was in Army. Was he at Ohio State, too?
Ohio State, yeah. Did he ever coach there? I know he played there.
I don't know.
There.
He played there.
Yeah, I don't think he was ever at
Army. No, he came from Army in Indiana.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go to Army, find somebody. Apparently, that seems to work out.
They're disciplined.
Disciplined. Now, you can throw Hubert Davis at me. You can say that. He's never been a head coach anywhere. He was on the staff at North Carolina when Roy Williams retired. So it does happen. But guess what? Hubert Davis' tenure not over yet. We're not putting him in a Hall of Fame yet.
True.
You know, let's go back and get Rick. I know that sounds crazy. But did you think they'd bring Bobby Petrino back? Bobby Petrino left in the middle of the night to go coach the Atlanta Falcons. Then went to Arkansas and had a motorcycle accident that caused him to have not a girl's boyfriend beating the crap out of him, that caused him to have a neck brace in a press conference. And you brought him back. Bring Rick back.
Patino 2.0.
I don't know. Look. Tino and Tom Jurich and the president of the university, whatever his name was at the time, they fell on the knife a few years back, 7 years ago. They fell on the knife. And nobody else fell on the knife. Sean Miller didn't fall on the knife. Bill Self didn't fall on the knife. Oklahoma State, their coach didn't fall on the knife. Louisville cleaned house and turns out didn't have to. NCAA was not going to do anything anyway. Bring him back. Bring back Rick. Bring back. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk a little college basketball afterward. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in the studio. Scooter Dingus in the producer's chair. Final segment on this Wednesday. M&M Cartage hotline's open, 384-1450. If you'd like to add your 2 cents worth on the Kenny Payne firing. I've only got 15 minutes left, though. Less than that.
13.
And the Thornton's text line open. That's the easier way to go. 502-414-1450. Texter says, rumor has it KP will be on the Indiana bench. You take that.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely you take that.
Absolutely, yep.
Working with Khalil Ware?
Well, he's going to be gone, but yeah.
He ain't going anywhere. Buzz wanted to point out, Buzz always tells me, continues to remind me how old he is. Bear Bryant did pretty well with UK football. Yes, he did. It was the 1950.
None of us remember, Buzz.
You're right. It's been a while. It's been a while since Kentucky football was relevant. They went on a long stretch without being relevant. Lee Corso was great. They went 10-1 back in 76 when I was just a lad. I think they beat Penn State that year. It was a big year, but they were on probation.
You'd have turned, what, 21 that year?
That hurts. I was 13.
Not far off.
Jerk. But this last several seasons in a row, when I say unprecedented, I meant since I was born. I don't remember what happened in 1950.
Buzz also asked, John, didn't you say KP would be back on the bench for UK next season? I think I remember that. Step one is complete.
I said he could be back on the bench. Yes. That would not surprise me.
Kentucky fans would take it in a heartbeat.
John Calipari would take it in a heartbeat. I'm here to tell you. Are you dipping over there?
Nope.
Are you lying to me?
Nope.
Is that a cheeseburger that you were throwing in your mouth? I thought you were, let's see, you're off soda, right?
Off sodas.
You're off alcohol, off or at alcohol. Least beer. Are you off all alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
You're not off cheeseburgers.
I did have a cheat day, 2 weeks ago?
You're not off cheeseburgers?
Nope.
All right. Let's check. I'm off Pepsi, by the way. You should be proud of me.
2 weeks now?
Oh, 4 weeks.
It's been four weeks, really?
As long as I've been taking my medication for my weight loss helper, we'll call it a helper, prescribed by my doctor, by the way, I've been off of soda. Yeah. I think I've had one Gatorade when I was on the road with Bellarmine.
Zero or regular?
A regular.
No good.
I know.
The zeros are awesome.
I've had one Gatorade in that entire tenure. So I'm proud of me because I love me. I love me some Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
I would have one in here every single
day. I'll tell you what, I'm ready for Easter because I saw a Coke in the fridge at work yesterday, and my mouth started salivating. I was like, man, that looks so good.
How far are we from Easter? I'm Catholic. I should know that.
Isn't it like the 30th?
Probably it would have to be the 1st of April.
The 31st. 31st. I think it's the 31st.
31st. There's 31 days in March?
Mm-hmm. Do the knuckle thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's 30 in April. Yeah. Okay. All right. St. Mary's is in the tournament. Look, they were in anyway, West Coast Conference. St. Mary's beat Gonzaga last night, 69-60.
In the run.
No, you didn't stay up late to watch that one. By the way, your game last night,
mm-hmm.
Great Crossing, number one in the state, and Lexington Catholic, number two, to go to the Sweet 16, right?
Yep.
Boy,
fantastic.
You can't ask for anything better.
And it was, I think, as of right now, my last game of the season, and it literally couldn't have been any better.
Three-pointer by Great Crossing to win at the buzzer. Challenged, off-balance three-pointer,
yep.
I might add.
Yep.
To win it at the buzzer. Boy, that's – when you get number one and number two, that's what you want to see. Rarely does it work out that way.
Right. Well, and we talked before we went on air last night. Like, that was my only thing, is I wanted the game to live up to the hype, and I was worried that it wouldn't, but for four quarters of basketball, it was so exciting. Awesome game.
So,
by the way, four, by my count, at least four new teams into the Sweet 16.
Spencer County got in from the 8th region.
Yeah, they have never been. And you've got Evangel. They've never been.
I think there's seven.
Great Crossing's never been. And then there's one more that we discussed this morning.
There are seven, I think.
Are there really? That have never been?
16 that have never been.
That's incredible.
Which is unreal. St. Mary's beats Gonzaga 69-60. All right, Colonial Athletic Association, College of Charleston was the number one seed. Took them overtime to beat 7th-seeded Stony Brook, 82-79. Nickname for Charleston. The Cougars?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Horizon, number one seed, Oakland. Which city's Oakland in?
California. Oh, which city? I'm going to guess Oakland.
Detroit.
What?
It's the Horizon League. It's not the West Coast. Oakland, number one seed, beat 6th seed Milwaukee, 83-76. Oakland's nickname?
Couldn't tell you.
Athletics. I have no idea. Raiders. I don't know. Northeast, 6th seed Wagner beats 2 seed Merrimack, 54-47. So we got our first Tuesday-Wednesday participant.
Think it'll be Wagner?
16-15 on the year. The Wagner... I have no idea. And in the Summit last night, South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits take care of business. They beat Denver University 76-68. They were the number one seed, so the Jackrabbits, once again, they're sort of perennially in the field every year. They'll probably be a 13 or 14.
Seems like they're always a 14, yeah.
ACC yesterday, Notre Dame beat all the higher seeds won yesterday in the ACC and the Big 12. 12 beat 13, 10 beat 15, 11 beat 14. All of them. Notre Dame beat Georgia Tech 84-80. NC State over Louisville, we talked about. Boston College was a 2-point dog, but they beat Miami handily, 81-65. Big 12 yesterday. Central Florida, who I gave out yesterday as my pick of the day, beat Oklahoma State 77-62. And Cincinnati came back late to beat West Virginia 90-85. And again, a bunch of games on the docket today.
Have you seen that UCF BYU score?
I'm getting ready to.
8 minutes in, BYU's up 22-8.
Who'd I give you before the show?
BYU.
Who'd I tell you? But I'm in love with BYU.
You are.
It's really talk amongst yourselves. I've got a frog in my throat. It's really unhealthy love I have for BYU right
now. And it's not consensual.
It's certainly. They have not loved me back all year. Virginia Tech leads Florida State 37-36 at halftime in the ACC tournament, 22-8. 22 points. How many threes you think BYU's hit? I haven't looked.
Let's go. I'll take a chance. I'll say 6.
Okay. That's a big number there.
I know they like to shoot the three ball.
They are 6 of 11 from the field, 5 of 8 from three.
Oh, I was going to say 5. Damn it.
All right. Three more tonight, championship games. Big Sky, you going to be up for that one, 11:30?
Absolutely not.
It's a 5 against a 3, but it's an interstate war. Montana State and Montana.
Nice.
Montana is a 6-point favorite. ESPN2. 11:30 p.m.
Which one's the Grizzlies?
I think it's Montana.
That's who I'm going with.
Patriot League, 7 o'clock, 6-seed Lehigh against the top seed Colgate. And Colgate's only a 6.5-point favorite.
I got it at 8.5.
Okay. If Lehigh wins that, they'll be 15-17 and in the field. And they will be another Tuesday, Wednesday Dayton participant. Southland Conference tonight, 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. You can stay up and watch that one.
Oh, yeah.
3-seed Nicholls State against 1-seed McNeese. McNeese is 29-3 on the season, but if they lose, they're out here. ESPN2, 5 o'clock. McNeese is a 16.5-point favorite.
It's quite large.
All right, Big Ten gets underway tonight on Peacock, Scoots.
Yeah, it sucks.
Got to watch it on. Now, tomorrow they go to the Big Ten Network.
Oh, do they? Okay.
So it's just one night of 11, 12, 13, and 14 seeds. So, okay, that I can almost get behind that. I remember, you're not going to remember this because you're too young. When ESPN2 first came around, it was not part of your package. If you bought ESPN, you had to also pay for ESPN2. It didn't all come together. And what ESPN would do every year for like 3 years, they put Duke Carolina on the deuce.
Mm.
So you either had to buy it. Back then, there was no streaming or anything like that. You either had to buy ESPN2 or you didn't get to watch that game. And they played twice a year. They did that for 3 years.
Jeez.
It's
a good way to get
now,
people to buy it.
You know, it doesn't matter now. But this is what Peacock is now. It's what Peacock is. You want to watch Rutgers and Maryland tonight, or you want to watch Michigan and Penn State? $7.99.
No, it's $5.99.
$5.99.
At least it's that's what I'm. That's the thing with Peacock. At least it's reasonably priced. Maryland, unlike a lot of the streaming.
Maryland's
stores.
Got the first game against Rutgers. They're a 3-point favorite. 6:30, by the way. And then Penn State 7 over Michigan. Does Juwan Howard get the same fate as Kenny Payne if Michigan loses tonight?
I think so. Yeah.
Southeastern Conference. 7 o'clock, these are on the SEC Network, 13-seed Vanderbilt against 12-seed Arkansas. It is hard to believe Arkansas is a 12-seed in this conference. But Eric Musselman, who may or may not be the next head coach of Louisville, his team just, they've had injuries.
John, Vanderbilt and Missouri are in the SEC.
Well, I know, I don't understand how they're that low. That's my point. They've got talent.
They had a lot of hype coming into the year.
They had a lot of hype. They're 6-point favorites over Vandy tonight. And then Missouri, winless in the SEC against Georgia. It's 2.5. I got it as 3, but I think it's 2.5 now. Georgia's favorite. I'm calling the upset here. Missouri wins their first SEC game of the year tonight with Sean East. Local flavor.
I like it. I can get behind it.
I'm going to stay up and watch that.
What time?
I'll be up till midnight, 9:30 start, allegedly. It's allegedly a 9:30 start. There's a game before it. Games all day today, folks. Now, Pac-12, you can't watch any of those. They're all on the Pac-12 network.
Nobody has it.
All right, the big news before I get out of here, Kenny Payne has been relieved of his duties. Josh Hurd will have a press conference 3 o'clock this afternoon. I don't know where that's at. I texted Ed. We're trying to figure out where it's at. Hopefully I'll have my wife home and safely home from the airport by then. And be able to head over to the press conference. But the speculation now turns to who is the next head coach of the Louisville Cardinals.
Get ready to hear a bunch of names.
Bruce Pearl, Rick Pitino, Scott Drew. I can keep going, but I'm out of time. Talk to you tomorrow. Tony Burke will join me. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.